Hey, this is Groundflyer doing Mighty Vincible's Boo number 3. Haven't done this in a while. Figured I'd do one on Modern Warfare 3 since it's the flavor of the next couple of years, pretty much selling millions and millions of copies. I find it interesting. You go on the internet and, you know, you don't really hear a lot. I mean, you hear good reviews and that kind of stuff, but you hear just as much, you know, bad mouthing of Activision and Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, you know, big MMOs like World of Warcraft, that kind of stuff. You hear so much of that, so much bad-mouthing of that, and yet the game still sells so many copies. It's like, so where does that come from? And here's my theory on that. I think that gamers as a whole, you know, we started out as you know, essentially nerds or people that weren't as cool, kind of found our own counterculture, kind of embraced it, and, you know, it became us. Games became us. We, you know, became very hyped with it, obsessed with them, and, you know, really delve into them. You know, we get into gaming philosophies, and we read podcasts and blogs and go on the internet and look at reviews and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But there's this counterculture, which is basically everyone else found out about games, and they, you know, they don't show up on these websites, you don't really hear about them, but they go and they buy these games like Modern Warfare 3, and they buy so many of them, even though, you know, they're ostensibly the same game, but it doesn't matter. The fact is that there's all these people that don't seem to, they're not there for the reviews, they're not there for you know, the gamer portion of it, so to speak. They're kind of, this is their niche. But I think that a lot of gamers, especially the mainstream folks, the folks that have been, you know, doing this for a long time, the more hardcore, I guess you could call them, feel a little, you know, upset about this. They feel like, you know, they're being, intruded upon. I mean, I think a lot of the bad mouthing that comes to Modern Warfare 3 and games like that, you know, I mean, yeah, Activision treated folks like shit, you know, with Infinity Ward and that whole business. And, you know, they're kind of a big powerhouse, a big, you know, hungry, money-grubbing company. But I don't think that's really the reason that people have issues with them. I think the bigger reason is that gamers feel threatened by these big games, by the non-gamer culture entering their space and, you know, just flooding the space with, you know, millions and millions of people and millions in sales and totally skewing the demographic completely and making gamers feel less, you know, like less unique, I guess you could say. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I mean, really there's a lot of different kinds of gaming, a lot of social games. You know, you've got the Facebook stuff, you've got mobile games. I play those too, but, I think that as gamer culture expands, that we're going to have to deal with it as you know, the hardcore, you know, vocal gaming elite or whatever you want to call us, and accept that, you know, these folks are here to stay and learn to live with them instead of bad-mouthing them. I mean, Modern Warfare is an awesome game, and I'm sure it's excellent. I mean, for me, it's the same damn game, but it's still excellent, so I think we need to embrace, you know, the fact that we started this, or, you know, we were a part of this cool movement when it wasn't cool. And so, hey, we're, you know, we're just, we're hipsters. There you go. We're gaming hipsters. That's the way I'll look at it. So anyway, this has been, Groundflyer Boo, Mighty Vincibles. Thanks. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.